The number one most impactful variable in your business, hands down, is the people you have in your corner. We simply cannot do it all alone, and having people to help guide you, reflect things back to you, and show you what you may not be able to see yourself is key. If you're looking to lighten the load of doing it all alone, join me in Bloom. This is a small group coaching program specifically designed to offer support at a price point that actually makes sense for lifestyle business owners. Head to joinfruition.com to check out all of our membership options and join me before our next group coaching call. That's joinfruition.com. Surprise! I do not have a new episode of the show for you, but I do have an entirely new podcast that I have been working on with my co-host, Tristan Katz. In case you have not noticed, things are very different in the online business world right now in 2024 than they were a couple of years ago. Definitely a lot different from how they were in 2020 when so many people started their online business. Tristan Katz and I started a new show called Reimagining Online Business to reimagine all of the things that we have learned about running a business online for this current moment that we have found ourselves in 2024. We are talking about this moment itself, why we think we've gotten here. We're talking about marketing, offers development, business models, content strategy. We are getting into all of the basics of running a small online service-based business and reimagining all of it for this current moment. So I wanted to share these episodes with you here. Here is the trailer for you. And I also wanted to let you know, if this sounds interesting to you and you like the conversations that we're having, Tristan and I are running a program. It's 8 weeks from June 24th, 2024 through August 14th, 2024. It is called Summer Biz Camp. You can learn more about it at reimaginingonlinebusiness.com. But essentially, this is an 8-week program where we are going to dive into all of the foundational concepts of creating an actual strong foundation for your business, an actual business strategy, things like positioning, offers creation, business models, pricing, messaging, content strategy. Plus, there's going to be coaching sessions and co-working time with Tristan and I to apply this to your business and to implement what you are learning. So if you want to learn more about that, reimaginingonlinebusiness.com. We also have a feed just for the podcast, but you can listen to it here. I'm going to try to post all of the episodes here as well for you. And I hope that you enjoy it. Hey, Tristan.
Hey, Brooke. Want to talk about why we're here?
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Okay. We've been nerding out on this moment we're in as entrepreneurs in our conversations and about how often we see folks doing business with the internet rather than doing business with people.
Yeah, and let's get specific. When we say entrepreneurs, we're really talking about online, mostly service-based business owners who are going solo or with a small team trying to grow their work online and the fantasy that has been created about what that should look like.
Right. And since we can't stop talking about this, we decided to start a podcast. And we want to make a statement with this podcast relating to this fantasy, the fantasy that some people have, quote, got it figured out.
And the statement essentially is that this is bullshit. And we have an entire industry that is bypassing the actual experiences of real people trying to run their businesses. So let's break it down. The fantasy is that there's a code that you'll somehow crack and everything will be set for you in your business.
Right, as if we can play by the rules, following what other people have done or what other people are saying we should do, and that somehow through this process, you'll reach some degree of freedom where you're making six figures or some shit.
Right, and of course we want to believe this. So shouldn't we expect that, like, this is what the business development industry is going to sell us? But the reality is, this is not a cookie cutter process. We don't all even want to end up in the same place. And not all of us are going to end up running six-figure businesses, nor do we need to be successful by our own definitions of success. Also, every business functions differently and every person has different circumstances. And so there are no general rules. We can learn from one another, but no one strategy is going to work the same way for every entrepreneur.
Exactly. Plus, we're never going to be disruptive if we're simply following what someone else did or says we should do. There's no fucking code. It's a game. It's a beautiful, fucked up game, and we have to find a way to show up for it consistently in order for it to work.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about what it means to show up on this podcast. We're going to talk about what things we can actually use as inspiration from folks who have come before us without succumbing to the bypassy bullshit that is dominating the conversation about how to be successful online.
And we're going to talk about the fact that one of the top business trends of 2024 is said to be a values-focused business. What does this mean? What does this mean for us as entrepreneurs functioning in white, cis-hetero-capitalist patriarchy amidst multiple genocides?
Yeah, and it's not just about pointing out all the things that are wrong. We just want to think critically about how we can take our focus off of what celebrity entrepreneurs are saying and orient to the real world and the actual experiences of the human beings that we're trying to connect with.
And I want to be really clear, we do not have the answers.
And right, and that's kind of the point. There is no one answer. To act like there is to ignore the individual circumstances and experiences of everybody who's running a business.
And we talk about this shit all the time, just the two of us.
Yes, we're constantly talking about the challenge of getting traction in our work while also being humans, having human experiences at a really hard time.
And the conversations we've been having have helped me so much.
Me too.
So welcome to Reimagining Online Business, a new podcast from Tristan Katz and Brooke Monahan.
Episodes dropping soon. And we honestly aren't sure if this is going to be a limited series or a multiple season project or what or where it will go. But we do have a plan for the upcoming episodes.
We sure do. Some of the conversations are going to focus on topics like, obviously, marketing in 2024, and in particular, the value of making it easy or easier, accessible pricing, sustainable business models. What else, Brooke?
How to create offers that actually make an impact, the role of content marketing, and the significance of relationships in this moment, and a lot, lot more.
I'm excited. Are you excited?
I am so excited. And I think that we should talk about some of the complexity that has come up in our conversations about what to even name this show.
Yeah, great, right. I'm really sensitive as a white person to using language that has a historical tie to Black culture, and especially to radical Black queer feminist thought. And I first learned about the term reimagining from teachers like Kelly Nicole Palmer, Stephanie Ghostin Paul, Adrienne Marie Brown. It feels important we, at the very least, acknowledge this lineage.
Totally. And you brought this up immediately when I floated this title, and I thought, well, maybe we just call it rethinking online business. But honestly, that's not entirely true to what we're trying to do here.
And I've been reflecting on this a lot, and I feel really clear that actually the conversations we're exploring, many of them at least, are ones we wouldn't be having in the first place if it weren't for people we've learned from. And I know my entire body of work wouldn't exist the way it does now if I weren't infusing it with what I've learned from my teachers, many of whom are queer, trans, and BIPOC. And to me, radical Black queer feminist thought is like the fucking way forward.
Yeah. I mean, how can we build on things without trying to make them our own? This is something that we talk about a lot. How do we move conversations forward while staying in integrity by crediting our teachers and actually saying who we learned things from, which is another major thing that's missing in the online business world, which I think is really holding us back. And we're going to get into that in a future episode about frameworks and building a body of work.
Yeah, and you know I could yell about integrity and accountability all day.
Yeah, we do that all the time. We do it often. And now we're just going to share it with you.
Stay tuned.
We should just include some, we should do like a bloopers reel at the end.
Absolutely.
Outtakes.
Absolutely. Let's do it again.
Did you just lower your voice on purpose?
No, it just lowered to be my radio voice. We've been nerding it out.
Okay, from the top.
Okay, take three.
Oh my gosh, all right. Hey, Tristan.
Hey, Brooke. Want to talk about why we're here?
You want to keep that laugh in?
Yeah, keep going. Really? I was also having a hard time not flirting with you.
I think we should flirt.
Okay.
Okay, we're starting over.
Okay, go for it.
Sorry.
You're the one getting us started. Don't crack yourself up.
Hey.